It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
One of the most colorful sights in my yard during these drab days of winter is a large and graceful arcing shrub rose, just covered with the biggest, brightest, and red-orangiest rose hips I've ever seen. The roses are long gone, faded and dried and dropped. And since this was an especially busy summer for me, I didn't cut the roses for bouquets or deadhead the spent blossoms. Thus, this bumper crop of hips, which looks from a distance like the bush is in budding bloom again. Having seen rose hips touted as the best source of vitamin C, I decided to do a little research on these rosy round marbles. Rose hips are the fruit of the rose, appearing just below the flower and forming a round globe that's packed with a potent natural form of vitamin C. They also contain high amounts of antioxidants and vitamins A, E, K, and B complex. Ounce for ounce, rose hips have far more vitamin C than citrus fruits. But like all good things, a little goes a long way. Although rose hips are not toxic, they contain acids and pectin that can make them mildly laxative and diuretic if consumed excessively. Old species roses are far superior to cultivated garden roses when it comes to producing hips. In addition to fragrance and hardiness, old-fashioned shrub roses can often boast of having 1-inch hips that can be used in recipes for fruit spreads or as a tangy additive to tea blends. And although I didn't realize it at the time, I did right by not cutting my roses this summer, for that created my bountiful harvest. If you deadhead your roses, they can't form hips. This past year, I read a book about New England whaling in the early 1800s. Many passages set aboard the ships recounted daily life of the whalers who sailed the seas for as long as 2 years before returning home. Each sailor embarked on the long and dangerous journey with a bag of dried rose hips from the abundant wild roses that grew along the coast, and rosehip tea was enjoyed on a regular basis. The tea brought a taste of home to the long and lonely voyage, and it also helped to keep the voyagers healthy and free of scurvy and other illnesses. If you'd like to lay in a store of homegrown vitamin C to fight winter cold seasons, it's fairly simple. Collect the hips when they ripen and turn color in the fall before hard freezes arrive. Wash them in fresh water, trim off the stems and blossom ends, and then freeze them, or dry them in a dehydrator or warm oven. This work is best done immediately to retain the most vitamin content. Store the hips in airtight bags or jars. To use fresh or frozen hips, place them in a covered stainless steel or other non-reactive pan. Simmer over low heat about 20 minutes until soft and pulpy, and then press the pulp through a strainer to remove any seeds. Use the strained pulp in jams, jellies, or breads. Or pour a cup of boiling water over 2 teaspoons of dried rose hips and let steep for several minutes to form a flu-fighting addition to hot tea. So stay healthy by searching your rose garden for nature's vitamin pills. And remember the wisdom of aging hippies who say, as you travel down life's highways and byways, always find time to stop and eat the roses.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini, and it's produced by Brian Biorel. To hear more Growing on the High Plains, visit hppr.org.